Last night, late-night comedy returned to television for the first time since last Tuesday. There were not many laughs. Late Night with David Letterman was subdued. Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher was downright serious. The question many seem to be asking is, when is it okay to laugh again? NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Last night, David Letterman was somber. His usual opening monologue, poking fun at New Yorkers, tourists, politicians, and pop culture, was scrapped. Instead, he delivered an emotional reflection on his city.
It's terribly sad. Terribly, terribly sad. And watching all of this, I wasn't sure that I should be doing a television show, because for 20 years we've been in the city making fun of everything, making fun of the city, making fun of my hair, making fun of Paul, well. So to come to this circumstance that is so desperately sad, I don't trust my judgment in matters.
There were no stupid pet tricks, no funny lists, actors promoting their latest movies, or on-the-street antics. Instead, Letterman's first guest was CBS News anchor Dan Rather, who choked up twice as he described the bravery of the city's firefighters, police, and rescue teams. Bill Maher, the host of ABC's Politically Incorrect, started his first post-attack show last night with a debate on religion and politics. After the show, he said audiences will let the comics know when to introduce humor again.
It will not be that long before people are laughing, because we're going to want to ridicule our government for being so inept at protecting us, which is their job, after all. We're mad at the terrorists. We're mad at the airlines. There's a lot of places where exaggeration, sarcasm, belittlement, all the tools of humor are going to come into play as a weapon in our arsenal to recover from this, and that is appropriate.
Christine Karnick, an associate professor of media at Indiana University, says it took 1 month after the attack on Pearl Harbor before radio programs got back on schedule and began telling jokes again.
And the comedy was, by and large, a fairly benign kind of comedy that didn't address the situation that was taking place so much as giving people a kind of diversion from what was going on at the time.
Bob Hope, for example, continued to do his radio show throughout World War II.
And they've certainly got an efficient way of moving the troops from one place to another down here. In San Francisco, they use trains. In Seattle, they use flying fortresses. Down here, they just send out a girl in slacks. But
writer Larry Gelbart worked for Bob Hope and accompanied him on a USO tour of Korea during that war. He went on to create the TV show MASH. Gelbart says it is a particular act of grace under pressure for people to laugh when their very lives are threatened.
There are just jokes that work in the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf, whatever. And you kid about the danger. You kid about the danger, and you kid about the things that are common to all armies. The food is lousy. The conditions are terrible. The officers don't know what they're doing. The enemy are all fools.
What is not acceptable, says Gelbart, is self-censorship.
Well, there's some notion that if we criticize our leaders at this time, that we're being unpatriotic. That's somehow treasonous, which of course is nonsense. If we stop criticizing them or stop debating issues or solutions which they're proposing, then, you know, we have lost our right to free speech.
Before taping the show that will be seen tonight, Jay Leno reportedly called Johnny Carson's office to ask his predecessor how to deal with such a situation. Leno told his staff that Carson waited a respectful amount of time. He came on the air with thoughtful comments and went on with the show. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.